Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my mom.
Hi.
And that's it.
Great start.
I know. So July 4th was the first ever World Braille Day. Where it was the dude who made it, I think it was his birthday or the anniversary of his making it or whatever. But I can't believe this wasn't a holiday already.
And did you say July?
Nope, I meant January. I did say July.
I'm sitting
definitely
there, okay,
meant January.
She's going to segue around to something else
no,
for this day.
Thank you for
that's okay.
helping me there. No. Yeah, January 4th.
Oh.
It was World Braille Day. And I thought that I thought that would have already been a day. I can't
You'd
believe
think.
It took them that. Is there an American Sign Language Day?
I have no idea.
I'm sure there has to be.
Probably.
All
I
right.
don't know.
Well, today is Happy Old Rock Day.
Yeah.
That had a day, Mom. That had a day.
That had a day, but Braille didn't.
Yeah, Old Rock Day. And I was like, aren't rock all day. Rocks old? And so I looked into how rocks are made. Some are made
I thought you meant like rock and roll band.
No,
oh.
like old rock.
I was going to say,
oh, wait.
Led
no,
Zeppelin.
No, no. Yeah, no, like the from the boulders, like rocks.
Oh, what? They have a rock day?
Old
are
rock
you
day.
Sure
not a rock day.
Are you sure
at
it's
old...
not bands?
No.
Like rock bands.
No, I'm pretty sure when I looked into it, they were talking about
Oh, I made you question,
rocks.
Though.
Hell, look it up right now. I'll freaking look it up at the moment.
Rocks are old.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. But rocks are formed, like, if you, like, chip off a boulder, mm-hmm. new rock.
Well, it's
and
the
then
same
lava,
rock.
Lava makes new rocks.
New
and
lava.
Then also, like, something with pressure and something makes new rocks. I was like, how are rocks made? There are a bunch of old rocks. But those that old rock can turn into a bunch of new rocks.
And there's a day specifically set aside to celebrate these rocks.
Yes.
That they will never know.
But we're going to check to see if it's actually rocks.
I was going to say, yeah, Rod Stewart, Led Zeppelin, something.
No, that
something.
Would definitely. No, National Old Rock Day. And then it's
oh,
a
it
picture
is.
Of old rocks. It's,
well, I've never seen rocks that pretty, but okay.
This place I go to check, well, it's checkiday.com is where I check out what the holidays are for today, and they give like no info on the holidays. They're like,
oh.
it's this holiday, and you just kind of have to search it yourself. But then, you know,
what else is celebrated on this day?
I don't know. I was gonna say Happy New Year, but when do you stop saying Happy New Year? We haven't done this podcast since last year.
That's true. Happy New Year.
But when do you stop saying Happy
I
New
would
Year?
Say February 1st.
Really? You could say it all
because
of January?
That's about how long it takes you to write 2019.
That's definitely true.
We had an emergency alert on our phone that rain is coming, and they put the date as
the
2018.
Yeah,
and then they
wow.
had to send out another emergency response thing saying,
Nevermore.
Excuse me, we mean 2019.
That's funny. That's pretty
I go,
funny.
Oh, we all do that.
Yeah, I remember last year someone said Happy New Year to me at the end of January, and I tweeted like, are we still saying this? And everyone was really offended. They're like, I can't believe you didn't say it back to her. I was like, I never said that. I said someone said Happy New Year to me, And then I ended that story and said, are we still saying this? And people were very mad at me. I just remembered that this happened. Uh-huh. So I'm memories of me being attacked for no reason just came back. I said, you too, have a good day to her. But I remember being very confused at the end of a January when she said Happy New Year.
No, I would say up to February 1st.
Okay. Me personally, I'm going to give you 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
I'm going to say mid-January, you're done.
I'd say
I will say...
What if you haven't seen that person since last year?
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi, missed you. Like,
good to see you again.
Yeah, I guess maybe you could ask them if they had a good holiday. True. But because I'm more interested in their Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa rather than their New Year.
All right.
Just saying. Because then by... halfway through January, most people have given up on their New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yes, of course.
So it's no longer a Happy New Year.
Oh, unless you don't have them, and then you have no reason to be sad.
That's true.
Yay, go us.
Yay, go us. I am in a workout battle with Matt.
Yes.
It's a bet, though. Ooh, it's not a resolution.
Bets. We win bets.
We win bets. I will do a bet.
We are very competitive.
If I'm up against another person, I'm going to give it my all. Yeah. If I'm up against myself, I'll let me win. I'll let me lose. Yeah, I don't really care.
You fudge it a little.
It doesn't matter. Oh, my dog's barking. Dad must be playing with him. Mm-hmm. All right. So in the news today, Cameron Dallas was arrested for punching a man in the face at a hotel.
Ugh. Who is Cameron Dallas?
I love you so much.
I thought you were going to say Cameron, the lady from...
Cameron Diaz?
No, the other one that was on Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Who?
Isn't
Mary-Kate and Ashley were on Mary-Kate and Ashley.
No, Full House. The big sister. Isn't her name Cameron?
Oh, I have no idea what her real name is. Okay. I heard her name's DJ in the show. I don't care about a real name.
Okay, so who is this person?
He's an internet person. He was like...
I should have known that.
You don't need to.
Okay.
I don't even know that much about him. I just know he was a YouTuber. Then he got a TV show. And now, I don't know really what he does. He's internet.
And okay,
does
so internet. Now.
But he
now,
punched someone in the face at a hotel.
Let's not do that.
And then before the info got put out to the press that like he got arrested or whatever, he tweeted his own mugshot.
Oh, really?
Which was... I think a pretty smart move. He stayed
on top of it.
Yeah. And he was like, sometimes things suck and you just have to like protect your family or something. But he didn't give any details other than that. Mm-hmm. And then the only thing on the arrests was that he punched a dude in the face at a hotel.
Oh.
So I think he was putting the spin on it that like, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what happened? I don't know what happened. But
maybe
I
we'll see
that
it on
was,
the internet.
Probably. This was a couple days ago and I have not looked into it since. But I will say... good job on his part for tweeting the mugshot first. That was a genius move. I appreciate when people do things like that. Ariana Grande says she's going to remain single the rest of the year.
Is she?
That's what she says. That's her New Year's resolution, I guess, is to remain single.
Okay.
But that girl loves falling in love.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah. She does love love.
Yeah.
And she knows when to bounce out of a relationship. She knows when it's not going to last. She knows when it's not good for her anymore. And people can get mad at that and say that she's just hopping from guy to guy, but she's just real with herself. And she goes, this isn't going to go anymore. I'm done. So I'm going to bounce out. She's not going to drag it on. Mm-hmm. She appreciates the time she has and she moves on.
Thank you next.
But she says she's going to remain single.
Okay.
We'll see how it happens. We'll see.
We'll see.
Whatever makes her happy.
That's right.
If she finds a guy that makes her happy, I'm not going to get mad at her for breaking the New Year's resolution.
No.
But if she keeps it and she's happy with keeping it, good for her.
Good for her.
I'm sure she'll like date a little bit, but she'll be officially single.
Yeah.
That's how it should be said. So, you know how the government's in a shutdown?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never really knew what that meant. I've never been before...
Right.
This president. I didn't really care that much about politics. But now that this president is here, I realize I do need to care. But now...
I guess that's the one good thing we could say about
Yeah. It. Hey, with every bad thing that happens, there is something to learn.
Always.
There's always some sort of silver lining.
I think this has made people care more.
Yes.
About politics.
Yes. Anyway, that's all the only good. So TSA agents are supposed to work without getting paid.
What?
With the government shutdown.
Yikes.
So a lot of them are calling in sick because officially they're not allowed to go on strike.
Okay.
So a lot of them are just calling in sick because they're supposed to work without getting paid. Like, and a lot of them are like, well, I can't afford to send my kid to daycare while I go to work if I'm not getting paid for work.
Right.
So they're just going to call in sick I mean, they're technically not going on strike.
Yeah.
And it's...
Yeah.
They're not going to get paid either way. So a lot of people are speculating, like, that is what's going to make the government shutdown stop. Mm-hmm. Because if airports aren't functioning, the world isn't functioning.
Mm-hmm.
So... But, like, there's a lot of people who are supposed to be working right now who aren't getting paid for it. And I never realized, like, when I was like, government shutdown, I don't know what that means. No new laws are getting passed. I don't really know. But it's a lot of people who work for the government that aren't getting paid.
Yep.
But the people who shut down the government are still getting paid. Don't worry about that.
Of course. Because
don't you even worry about that.
No.
Those people are definitely 100% getting paid at the moment.
They are so getting paid. Ugh.
Disgusting. Our system is broken. The system is flawed. So anyway, that's all. I'm really upset about that. Because if anything in the world is going to piss people off enough to get them motivated to figure out a solution.
Yeah.
It's something going wrong in an airport. Like, people just get so pissed at airports.
Yeah.
So pissed. So that's going to be, I think that'll be the thing. So monks took over the internet. They took over Twitter, which I was happy to see because there was a monk who apparently got pulled over and was told he couldn't drive in his robes because they restricted his driving ability.
What?
So they gave him a ticket. It didn't say where he was. Right? But it didn't say where he was, if he was in what, like, I don't know if he was in America. But monks started posting videos of them doing things that would show that their robes don't restrict them. So there was juggling, there's riding like
funny.
Hoverboards, there was jump roping, and then they showed, like, they're like, he's not a monk, but it's close enough, and it was a ninja in a gown, one of those gowns, doing like sword and fighting people, and they're like, clearly the robes don't and I was like, that's as someone ridiculous. Who has worn a long dress while driving,
it doesn't get
what do you think it is? Literally, your foot is just moving from the gas to the break. Like, that is a very small movement.
Yeah.
I don't understand what they think.
I don't know. Even if it's a stick shift, it's not that much movement.
No. I mean, because especially their robes expand. Yeah. It's not like it's a tight dress all the way. It's not like a mermaid.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
What do they think driving entails? What does this cop do while he's driving? That's what I want to know. What's this cop doing? But I thought that was pretty cool that they were like, did such a monk thing where they're just like, let's just show videos of us doing things.
Yeah.
It's like, I love this. Did you know that Taylor Swift had a social media app?
No.
Well, it's getting shut down.
Uh-oh. Was there trouble?
Well, it started December of 2017.
Okay.
So a year ago. And it's planned to get shut down February 1st. So it made a year and 2 months.
That was Swift.
Oh! You got shut! You didn't miss a beat. You got that. You did that joke. That was pretty funny. All right. Well, nothing I say after that matters. The app was supposed to be a community of her fans who can get together and, like, become friends. You know, it was supposed to be like
Twitter.
Her app was supposed to be like just a Twitter of just Taylor Swift fans. But of course, there was just controversy and apparently racism and
No.
So they decided to just shut the app down.
Okay.
I didn't even know the app existed. So clearly wasn't a success to begin with. Mom, I'm still laughing at the joke. All right. So I saw this and I decided to watch the videos myself so that I wanted to be educated on this topic.
Okay.
So it was a Twitter headline that...
Thanks for not telling me so I could be educated.
I'm going to tell you because I wanted someone who doesn't know about anything.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. To weigh in on this. Okay, uh-oh. So YouTubers Jake Paul and Ricegum, two huge guy YouTubers, are under fire for promoting gambling sites to kids. A gambling site to kids.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? So have you heard of mystery boxes?
No.
I've done one on my channel. They've been a thing for a while. Mystery boxes is where YouTubers just order a mystery box. There's a couple different websites that do them. You can get off a bunch of different things where you basically just, like, pay $100 and... the company or human, depending on where you bought it, just puts a bunch of stuff in a box. Could be complete trash. Could be really freaking awesome. You don't know what you're going to get. And they send you the box and you just paid $100. You have no idea what's going to be
in it. You've done this?
I did it. Yeah, I did it off.
How have I not seen that one?
It was, I don't know. I paid $75 for a mystery box, but I got it off a credible website that I've used before. And they were like, when I did it with them, they said, your box will amount to $75. Mm-hmm. You just don't know what you're getting. It wasn't like I was going to get trash or something amazing. What I did was I got $75 worth of stuff, but I just didn't know what it was going to be. And I think, I don't know, I've seen a lot of YouTubers who do it where they either get trash or great stuff.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of YouTubers do it like a few times and they're like, okay, I'm done. Yeah. Like, this is going to be the last ever mystery box. Like, I don't know. But.
Okay. So they have a mystery box.
Well, so yeah. So that's, they've been around. Mystery mm-hmm. boxes have been around.
Yeah.
But Jake Paul and Ricegum were promoting this new website. Apparently it's not new though, but this website where you go on and you put in your money. You're like, here's, okay. They both, Jake Paul put in $5,000 and just opened up a bunch box. Ricegum put in like $2,000, and they don't ship the boxes to you. You open them on the website and then you decide if you want to keep what's in it or sell it back to them for a way less price.
Weird. Okay.
Okay. So it was like really weird, but it was a mystery box. Like you open, like you're like, okay, but they were themed. So you're like shoes, and they could show you what could possibly be in the box.
Okay.
And so they're like, pay $100, open the shoe box. You could get Yeezys. You could get Converse.
Okay.
So they would do it. And then they're like, oh, I got Converse, sell them back for $5. Even though they paid like $100 to open the box.
Right.
Whatever. And they did it a bunch. Both of them promoted it. And one thing that Ricegum said was like he made money off of it because he was selling back the high priced items when he paid a little bit for the box.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the whole site was. And people were freaking out saying that they were promoting gambling to kids. Do you think it's gambling?
No. No. Gambling?
Because it's chances. Because they could get, you put your money in.
What kid has money to do this stuff?
That's true. So they're putting their money in for a chance to get something great or get something crappy. They, no matter what, will get something.
Yeah.
But is it going to be the worth the price that they paid? So is it gambling? Right?
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Because if I was offered this brand deal, I don't think I would have realized that it was promoting gambling.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah? No.
Because, like,
I'm still stuck on where are these kids getting money?
I know. So that's the thing. Well, there were cheap boxes. There were, like, $5 boxes, $10 boxes, $100 boxes, $1,000. You could win a Rolls Royce. You could win a mansion. And, of course, after this, the website got...
Well, that is gambling, then.
Yeah.
That is gambling. Because, you know, you putting in your quarter in the slot, and then you could win $1 million from it, or...
But it was us YouTubers who weren't being paid to promote mystery boxes, but were doing mystery boxes. Were we promoting gambling?
No, you're providing entertainment.
Okay, but they were, because they said, go do this, show me what you won. So by them saying that, is that promoting gambling?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so I was at a thing where I watched their videos and I was like, this is a video I would do.
Mm-hmm.
But not like, I don't know, but I wouldn't say go do it.
Yeah, right.
I'd be like, let's do this and see what I get, because that is a video thing that would go around. So I can see it as, I mean, I don't really necessarily support Jake Paul or Ricegum, because I think that I'm not on board with the things that they promote usually.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh, I can see how this could have slipped their mind, so this was a bad idea.
Yeah.
But I think it is gambling.
Yeah, it is.
Looking at it now, having read about it and stuff, it's gambling. Mm-hmm. It's 100%. It's legal gambling.
Mm-hmm.
It is legal. But but then Ricegum did a video, and I watched his, and he was like, obviously he was super defensive, and he was like, I was greedy. I wanted the money. And every YouTuber at some point understands. But he was like, this isn't a new website. YouTubers have been promoting it for a long time. And they had a kid YouTuber promoting it at one point.
Really?
So... I will say the only reason this got under fire, I think it's because controversial YouTubers like Jake Paul and Ricegum promoted it.
Yeah.
So I think that if other...
It stayed under the wire.
It would have stayed. Yeah. Now no one would have freaked out about it.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was because the controversial ones did it. I think that's why it got shot up. I realize now it wouldn't be a good idea to promote it.
No, you got to be careful what you promote online.
You do. I am pretty careful about it. Yeah, I have. Yeah, I mean, because you have to be careful what you do.
You gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful. And it is gambling. because you don't know what you're gonna get.
Yeah,
but I understand where I mean. They're. I feel like their manager should have caught it.
Yeah,
and that's and they're because I know they have PR people. Their PR people definitely should have caught it. But it was like an interesting thing to see as a YouTuber being like, "Oh, yeah, all right." But he Rice Gum said he probably shouldn't have done it. And Jake Paul tweeted out, "Remember, kids, don't gamble."
Oh, okay. Well, that fixes everything.
That fixes it all. Well, because contractually, they can't take the videos down.
True.
That is something that I was like, oh, I really like. People were like mad, like take this down. So I'm like, they can't contractually.
Yeah.
They have to keep it up. They yeah. like they're probably if their manager's good, it's only up for a year, and then they're allowed to take it down.
Wow.
But they can't take it down. So like, that's
there
it's
it. Is.
There it is. It's done. There's no takebacksies.
No takebacks.
Like that's just it. And I'm sure in their contracts they said they had to tell their fans to go try it out.
Yeah.
That's always in it. That's
oh yeah.
In every. At every brand deal we do, we oh, yeah. have to say, go try it. Go yeah. here and do this.
Yeah.
So
yep.
that's just something they had to say. So the whole thing was interesting to me.
Very interesting.
Give me your feedback. Go to Podcast ATI. Tweet us. I understand both sides, which mm-hmm. is weird, but I understand the YouTuber side and I understand the protecting kids side.
Yes.
So if you're an adult, do what you want.
Right.
But I guess since they have kids.
Yes.
Kid viewers. Audiences yeah. that is promoting to kids.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah. So give me your thoughts. If you think it was a big deal or not, or do you think it was only a big deal because of the YouTubers
mm-hmm.
who promoted it? Speaking of old YouTubers, we weren't speaking of, I've just decided that. O2L got back together for a massive collab. Do you know who O2L is?
No.
It stands for Our Second Life. You know Ricky Dillon?
Yes, I know Ricky Dillon.
Okay. He started with a group of guys who okay. like just... I don't know how they got together, but they all like lived together and they were like, let's start a YouTube channel called Our Second Life. So they had one YouTube channel and each person had to post a video once a week on it. Mm-hmm. And they also had their own channels.
Right.
Oh, after time, obviously they broke up and they all stayed friends except Connor Franta.
Oh, yes.
He just went somewhere. You know his name, right?
Yep.
He does not hang out with them. I don't mm-hmm. know the T on that, but he doesn't ever hang out with them. But they all got together, minus Connor, and did a massive collab. And I watched Ricky Dillon's behind the scenes footage of it. And I don't know how any of them ever got anything done when they lived together because they were all just a mess. I don't know how they got their videos filmed. They were all just like messing with each other the whole time. Maybe it was just because they hadn't seen each other all in a while.
Maybe.
But they did seem to have fun together.
That's good.
But I was just like, I could never.
Never.
I could never live with a bunch of YouTubers. Sorry, could never do it.
I do.
You don't live. You don't live with us. You live with Dad. You don't live with us.
But you.
It's a difference between hanging out and living.
Well, at home parties or events, there's yeah, all the
there's
cameras.
Always cameras there, all and the yeah, and it's annoying, isn't it?
Sometimes,
yeah. So imagine living with that 24/7. So Demi Lovato went off on her Insta story. She saw some weird game ad. And it was like, pick between these two people, the obese woman or the pretty woman. And so she was like, are you saying that fat people can't wow. be pretty? And she like went off and I loved it for it. Yeah. I loved it. But I was like, wow, that is really 2019
right.
people. And I've seen ads for that game
That's
before,
terrible.
But I've never seen that one. But they didn't care. They nope. got they got promoted by her.
Yeah, they did.
So.
But that's wrong.
Yeah, but a lot of people say that, like, any press is good press.
Yep. Any attention is good attention.
Is that... I don't think that's always true.
I don't think so, too.
Because it's definitely shut down some stuff. Like, I saw Forever 21 put out a shirt with a pit bull with, like, a chain link thing around its neck with a padlock. And it was, like, promoting that, like, pit bulls are, like, you know, tough and mean and stuff. And I saw... they went under fire for it. Because mm-hmm. it was, like, pit bulls aren't mean and aggressive and all these things that you're saying they are. And they took the shirt down. So they got press from it, but it was negative press and mm-hmm. it caused them to take down a shirt. So I don't think all press is good press.
It's like a kid. They want attention, but...
And then they also got in trouble.
They didn't get spanked or...
Yeah, but they got the attention.
Timed out or something taken away.
I guess we're talking about them right now.
We are. Oh,
it
I just
worked.
Talked about it. I don't think those three-year-olds are listening to us.
No. All right, Mom, do you want to play a game?
Sure.
All right, let's play that game on your phone. The off limits. What is it called? Yes, that one.
Off limits.
Off limits. Let's play off limits.
But you got to choose category. Do you see a picture you really like?
I like the airplane.
The airplane.
Okay. But just so you guys know, we are going to be filming the game sections of our podcast from now on. And I'm going to... My mom does not like it because I didn't tell her about it. She didn't do her hair and makeup.
No, my hair's done.
No, Bailey did your hair.
Bailey did my hair today.
Your hair is done. So it is Bailey's hair.
Bailey's creation. She worked hard on it, too.
I'm sure she did. She's pretty good at her hair. Parker tries. He still hasn't figured out how to put a ponytail in.
He'll get there.
But anyway, we are filming all the games and we're going to, well, not we, I, will put them all in a giant video and put them, I think, on my vlog channel at the end of each month. So you'll get just the game sections of each podcast on my vlog channel. All right, Mom, let's play
the game.
Off Limits. That's what it's called?
Here's an ad. Wait.
Oh, great, an ad.
Without interruption. No, I don't want to pay $2.99.
Never.
Oh, okay. She's can't see that word. Oh, we have time. Okay, go. Oh, what am I supposed to say?
Oh, my gosh.
Stop. Wait, stop. Pause. I can't.
You forgot how to play the game.
Okay. Well, what do I do? Do I tell you?
Oh, my gosh. You have to get me to say the word vessel without saying those other words.
We're going to go to the next word?
Yes, we are.
But I have to wait for 6
I would have never gotten vessel.
I'm trying to get you to say... Okay.
So you try to get me to say the top word without...
Oh, I can't... Oh. Wah, wah. Story of my life.
All right. Okay.
Ready? Oh, it's an ad.
Oh, my God.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Just because you counted fast doesn't mean it's going to count faster.
Nope, not now.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't say those words. Oh. Stereotype.
Races? Culture.
No.
Bad.
Can't say that one. Uh-huh. They have vaginas.
Women?
But smaller.
Girls.
There. We did it.
Or should they have vaginas?
I couldn't say gender, female, boy, pink, or cooties. I couldn't say any of those.
Wow.
Sorry, people.
No, I am so glad that was it.
I was supposed to. Okay.
Clearly. Oh, we're supposed to do something. Why is this off? Why are you sitting weird? Sorry. Next one.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to show them. So show them.
Okay. Mom, it's fine. I can put it on the bottom of the screen.
Oh.
With text.
Okay.
All right. So.
Okay. I'm ready.
Go. I don't want to purchase anything. In the bath, you put it on the top of your head.
Shower cap.
Nope. It's to clean your
shampoo.
Yeah. That was it.
Yes. See, now what do you do?
I don't know. What do you do? Got it.
How can you put it on the screen? Oh, because you're just going to put the word? But you're not going to have the words of the words that we can't say.
Why? Oh, there we go.
Oh,
it's where you put your automobile.
Garage.
Yeah.
Oh, you're playing? Okay, go.
This is a... Nope, I didn't do it. So when you figured it out, I got two.
Okay, so when I figured it out...
You swipe to the right.
Next. Start.
Oh, my God.
Add... It's a stupid ad. Oh, I should play golf while I'm doing
No, this.
I'm
waiting out.
You
can't play golf during a podcast. Oh!
Not pants, but a...
Short, skirt, dress.
Yes! Ah! Swipe.
Swipe. Swipe.
Okay. Oh.
Oh.
On your finger.
The ring. Fingernails. Nails.
A type
polish.
Of...
Glove.
Thing that you've said first.
What?
And it's...
Ring?
Yes!
Engagement ring? Wedding ring?
On it.
It's diamond ring.
Yes! Okay! Oh!
Okay. We figured it out. Okay. Start. Okay, I am not going to play golf during this ad.
You have to wait 5 seconds.
I know. One and exit. Okay. Not now. Go.
Later.
Okay. Oh! The thing we just talked about?
Girls.
No.
Showers. Garages.
No.
Diamonds.
Okay. What does the diamond go on?
A ring.
Okay. But what does that go on?
Your finger.
Okay. Well, what's that?
Hand.
Okay.
Arm.
No. Yeah.
Fingernails.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that.
Fingernail polish.
Okay. But what do you do to get that put on you?
Manicurist.
Yes. Oh. Okay. Literally just go through all. Okay. It's attached to my wrist.
Your fingers. Your hand.
Yep. Oh, I'm going to... Okay, that's it.
See, it's hard to get more than that.
It really is. There's no way you could do more than two.
Next.
Okay, we're just kind of getting addicted to this. I love it.
It's a very loud ad.
That's a very loud ad.
3, 2, 1.
Exit it. Exit. Say, not now. Not we don't want to purchase the upgrade. Mom, you don't have to show the camera. We're podcasting. Sniffling. Sneezing.
Oh, wait.
A cold.
No.
A flu.
No.
Boogers. Snot.
Hay fever. Hay fever.
Flu. A disease. Milk. Lactation. Phlegm.
Peanuts.
Allergy.
Yes. I don't like that one. Okay. Oh.
Rain. Bird poop. Snow.
It's wet.
Why didn't you act like it hit you in the face and got in your mouth? Also, can we just note that during allergy, there was 20 seconds of her just not saying a single word, but me still having to guess.
Rachel.
You did all of the things but words.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
You put on a performance, really.
Okay.
Oh my god. Okay, we're waiting for the ad. We should really buy this game so we don't have to deal with these ads.
$2.99.
That is a lot. I've noticed recently a lot of apps have it's free to download it, but everything inside of it costs money.
Yes.
And but I hate
also
that.
Have seen the ones that say no more ads.
Okay.
For a week.
So you go to the sea and the things that make you go up and down.
The waves.
Yep. I only
clutch your pearls.
I love you and I have
admiration. I like you.
No. Okay. Doing something's telling me something, I'm nice to them because
you're polite.
I have this is a hard one. I'm skipping it. Oh, it grows in the backyard.
Greens. Grass.
Greens. 100% it was greens.
Grass and weeds.
I know what you did. It was greens. I was trying to get you to say the word compassion.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
No, never. I was like, I don't know when you have compassion. No, not you.
I don't. Excuse me?
Not you. I just didn't know what the word compassion would be put into. Like,
okay.
How do you describe compassion?
Hey, the people that are just listening don't know what the words are like these guys do. Oh, well.
What I'm telling, that's why I just told them what the word was.
No, it's before. Okay.
Correct. Okay.
Are we doing one more?
We'll do one. We'll do one more. Okay. Why don't you tell the people what the word is?
I'm doing my job.
No, not on the camera.
I have to whisper. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
You ready?
So, go.
Oh gosh, that's going to take more time.
Okay. Mom, hurry up.
Oh, it's golf.
Oh my God. I'm just going to take a sip of my coffee then.
Okay.
This is great podcasting. We're really good at this.
It's a nice day outside.
You did not you're tell hungry. Them what the world was.
No, not the camera. Okay, go. You're hungry.
A picnic.
Yeah. Okay.
You can skip it.
Okay. Okay. Oh.
It's hot. The sun, the beams, it's sweating.
Whew, that feels better.
Oh, you
because
rinsed
I came
off.
Inside and Matt turned on
the AC.
Yeah.
Matt did it, not me.
Oh. Not
bloated.
No, running. I can't say any of these words.
Running.
It's a hard one. Wah, wah, wah. It was escalator and I couldn't say up or down or.
Not the elevator, but the.
You couldn't say that word either.
Oh.
Okay.
We're done. I just looked over at the audio recording of this and the amount of spikes that I'm just screaming is hilarious. Okay. My mom's freaking out.
Well, I feel sorry
because they didn't know the words first. I can't. If you really need me to edit in the words,
no, you can listen to it and then tell me what you think.
You think I listen to this podcast before I post it? I don't do anything. I take out the peaks and that's it. All right, let's move on to the questions. Oh man, I'm exhausted now.
That deserves an Altoid. Would you like one?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Not sponsored, I wish.
Are your Altoids like...
They're my comfort.
They're
my comfort.
I don't know if they were a reward or a comfort.
Both.
All right. David asks, what are your thoughts on the fact that James Charles and Cimarelli are doing a collab? Do you... You know James Charles, beauty
yes.
guru.
Mm-hmm.
And then have you heard of Cimarelli? They're a girl group band that are self sisters. They've been around for a really long time. So I'm actually excited for a collab. Because the Cimarellis have been like... I think since I've been on YouTube, they've been around. They've been around for a really long time, so it's cool to see them still doing stuff.
Nice.
Rachel. Oh, that felt good. Sarah asks, Gwen.
Yes.
Do you watch your mom vlogs? Do you watch the vlogs of you?
I watched them once.
You watch, okay, but so, well, so you've seen all of them.
Yes.
Once.
Yes.
No, I don't think, I don't watch things multiple times.
Oh, so I watch some of you guys' stuff multiple times.
Thanks for the views, Mom.
You're welcome. That's lately, so nice not so you. Much, but sorry.
Whoa.
I've been busy with.
Whoa, no.
I've been busy with Flynn.
I used to watch all your stuff, but it sucks now, so I don't. Oh, the dog just came in.
Oh, that was scary. He's not scary. It was
no,
a noise.
No, I know.
No,
hold on,
no, no, no.
Hold on. I'm going to pause this to get the dog out. Okay, dog's contained on my mother. He just needed to calm down. Now he's just licking her. Okay, so you...
I forgot what we're talking about.
Oh, you don't watch my content anymore.
I didn't say anybody's because I've been busy wanting to... No.
What?
Ah, words are hard.
Come up with your excuse, Mom.
There's no excuse. I've been busy with Flynn.
Yeah, there's
or
no
waiting
excuse.
To be holding Flynn.
Yes, you've been on Flynn duty. You've been helping Colleen, which I accept.
Making food or...
I understand. Things. I got very offended the other day because we were watching... What is that show called? Tidying Up? Tidying?
Oh, yes.
With, oh, what is, I don't know her name, but I love know. Her so much.
She's amazing.
There's just, I don't know anything about it. I can't tell you any info because I don't know. But my mom, she started showing how to fold a fitted sheet. And my mom got all excited to watch a video on how to fold a fitted sheet, even though I just did a Learning Sunday on it.
I told you. I haven't been watching lately.
And that was before Flynn came, just so you know.
Well, it was busy before then, too.
She has not been up on the game. I do a Learning Sunday for you people, and you don't even appreciate it. Callie asks, when do you usually take down your Christmas decorations?
The day after Christmas, sometimes, this year.
Really? You took it down the day after?
Uh-huh.
Wow. I took it down the other day.
Most people leave them up to New Year's.
Yeah, I know a lot of people usually leave them up. Till,
we've done that before.
Like, it's usually like the first weekend after Christmas. No, the first weekend after like the New Year's.
Oh.
That's when everyone in my neighborhood started taking everything down. I still have my Christmas lights outside up just because it's been raining and I haven't taken a ladder out there to take them down.
Yeah.
But inside, pretty much, hi, Dad, you can come in. He's fine. He's just, my dad just came in to look for Blaze. Because Blaze ran around the entire house into the doggy door to come sit with my mom. yeah, I don't think there's a time that you have to take your Christmas decorations down.
You can
by.
Leave them up all year if you want.
Yeah, but I think it's a little tacky to leave them past February.
You know, I wish they had Christmas lights that just like retracted up into your eaves because
they do. It was on Shark Tank.
What? Oh, there went my $1 million idea.
Yeah. I don't think it got sold though, but I know they exist.
I think there should also be things in the back of your car, those lights, you know, with words on them. And you can just really fast speak into it like Siri, say, you're right.
Sorry,
right.
You said sorry. It's Siri. You're I right. told you you say sorry. You're right. You didn't believe me.
Bulb is out or.
Oh, yeah, headlights
your car
out.
Is smoking,
turn your lights
or,
on.
Yeah. Or are you drunk? You know, those kind of things flashing in the back.
That would cause so many accidents, though.
No, why?
Because people would have to, like, people would be like, wait, what are they saying? And they'd be focusing on that and not the road.
Okay, so paraphrase it. Bad light or.
There could be like just like
your back doors open or your trunk's flapping.
That
or
are still that is
your
still
car
words.
Is smoking.
You're just saying things.
When we were driving down, you listen, Rachel.
Okay.
When we were driving down, a car was smoking.
Okay.
And it took this person like 3 miles to figure out it was their car that was smoking till they finally you see him go whoop off the freeway to get off.
Yeah.
And if someone had this thing in the back of their car, bam, they would have known right away.
Yeah, there are a lot of times when I see a car light out, like their head or like your headlights aren't on.
Right.
The amount of times, because it stresses me out, because that causes, like, someone could swerve into them not seeing them, because you expect all cars to have headlights.
And you flash, if you're behind you, flash.
Yeah, you flash,
but,
like, they don't get it.
But if you're coming head on to them, and well, not head on, but in the other lane, and you're coming towards them.
I still try and flash my lights, but sometimes I don't get it. And one time, this car headlights were out or they weren't on. And I told Matt to like flash his lights and he did. And they still didn't turn them on.
Sometimes that's a bad thing to do.
I know. And then we pulled up next to each other at a light and I leaned over because Matt was driving and they were on his side. And I leaned over and I said, your lights are out. I'm like mouthing, turn your headlights on. And they like, we started talking to us and like flipped us off. And I was like, I'm not mad at you. I'm telling you, your headlights. I don't scream at people. I'm trying to be
they
helpful.
They were scared of road rage. Maybe.
Yeah. So I was like, come on. But yeah, I understand.
Maybe they recognized you and thought you were pissed off about something.
No, they did not. Okay. But maybe if you could have symbols.
Something.
Some symbols, like a quick symbol so you know what the symbol is so you don't have to sit and read.
See, somebody, go make $1 million off of this.
Go do something. But send what if they're in front of you, not behind you?
Well, you have to get in front of them. But see, if everyone had it, then other people would be passing them and putting their little slime.
Yeah, that's true. Spread Happiness asks, how do you pronounce Reese's Pieces?
Reese's Pieces.
I'm trying to remember how people... Reese's Pieces, I think, is how other people... Reese's Pieces? Reese's? Is how other people say Reese's. 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 Reese's.
Reese's Pieces.
It's Reese's Pieces.
For me.
That, for Mommy me. Said. Yes, Mama said. Ballinger fan asked, what's on Rachel's tray? I have coffee, a phone, and then the equipment. But my mom has Altoids, her phone, glasses, and a water.
Yes, I do. It's too late for tea.
Oh, that's sad. It's not never too late for coffee. No. Okay, 11 p.m. is a little late for coffee.
Oh, girl.
But it's 8 right now, so it's fine. Bailey asks, do you put the shampoo on your head or in your hand when you shower? And I'm like... hand. I'm trying to figure out if this was a joke, being like, if I say I put it in my hand, and they're like, you but I really want to know, do they think that you're supposed to squirt it straight onto your head?
You can't see.
No, you squirt. Okay, so this is how you're supposed to do shampoo. You put it in your hand, and then you put it on your head.
I put it in my hand and go, rub my hands together. And then
why don't you let me put the camera on 24/7?
Put it on my hair.
Yeah, but I've had a feeling this was a joke.
Probably.
Like, your hand. So... that's all I have to say about that. Lillian asks, who's your favorite YouTuber to watch other than your siblings / children? So,
oh, that must be for me.
Well, siblings is me as well.
Oh, duh.
It's for both of us. I have to say, I am trying to find new YouTubers to watch because a lot of people that I were watching don't post often anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like Shane Dawson barely posts anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, when he does, it's always epic, but like he doesn't post regularly anymore. I used to be subscribed to like a bunch of people that just no one posts
anymore.
So I've been trying to subscribe and find new people. So please tell me who I should be watching.
Yeah.
Do what you think my taste is.
Right.
There are so many YouTubers and there are so many great YouTubers, but that doesn't necessarily mean I'd find them as entertaining. Like beauty gurus, I will respect the crap out of them. They are geniuses. They are artists and they could be very entertaining, but I don't do makeup.
Right.
So that's not something I like want to watch every day. So tell me a YouTuber you think would be my genre. Like I want some funny. I want just some stupid entertainment. That's what I want. And while I respect all beauty gurus.
Yes, you do.
I don't beauty. No. I don't beauty. But they look great. Ellen told us to talk about our dream house, dream car, and dreams in general. What's your dream house?
My dream house? Probably on a ranch where I can have a lot of animals.
Where? What city would you want to live in?
Where all my kids are.
So
preferably not LA.
So
I love Santa Barbara. I think it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. You have a big chunk of land there with a big house.
Yeah.
Houses all around the edges for my kids.
Oh, so your
dreams. I want us all to live together.
Your dreams in general is for all of us to move back to Santa Barbara.
Or somewhere close. Yeah.
Yeah.
Closer.
What's your dream car? Do you have a dream car?
I do not. It used to be a... I forgot what they're called.
What is it?
It's like a Mazda Miata, but it's not. It's a BMW one.
You don't want a Mazda Miata?
Not anymore.
Why not?
I like the BMW one better. It's a little sports car. It's really cute.
Okay. Well, someone doesn't like Miatas. Someone that's against Mazdas.
Like Miatas.
Someone's
cute.
Against Mazdas. I have a Mazda.
But it's not a dream car. Not anymore. I have my dream car. Well, it's a Volvo, Rachel.
Your Volvo is not a dream car for anyone
for
ever.
For me, it is. I love my car.
It was a dream car for me because a Volvo was my first type of car.
Yeah. They're safe. They're tanks. I love them.
My dream house... would be a huge yard. I think I'd want to live on a ranch too with a barn that's my workshop, my wood shop. And then I want a 3-car garage. I want 1-story house.
Yes, I don't want 2-story.
I don't care. And I don't need grand luxuriousness.
Me either.
Like, I don't need bougie. I don't need, like, I respect the bougie. If you get to the bougie level, congrats.
Yeah.
But I like more of a ranch style, I guess.
Yeah.
A ranch style home.
Yeah.
I want a wood shop on my property, and I also want a 3-car garage just because I love garage space.
I want a bigger chicken coop.
You want a bigger chicken coop?
And a bigger garden.
Yeah.
Instead of in my pots.
Yeah. I want to not have to take my dog on walks.
Oh, yeah.
Like the yard Cinderella is so could just big. Run. Just run. And I could have like 10 Full dogs force. And you wouldn't even you know wouldn't I had 10 know. Dogs. Like that's the dream right there.
Boy, what a pooper scooper you'd have to have for that.
Oh my God.
You'd have to be a big pooper scooper.
I'd invite dad over. Every time my dad comes over to anyone's house, he just automatically picks up dog poop and takes out the trash.
Always.
Doesn't matter whose house, what he's doing, how long he's there. I invite him over and all of a sudden my backyard is poopless and my trash has been taken out.
Yep.
That's dad for you. All right. Last question. Brogan asks, does Gwen have any 2019 predictions? What do you think is going to happen this year?
I have no predictions.
You have no predictions? You don't have any predictions of what's going to happen this year.
It's going to be a great year. That's all I know. That's what I predict.
Well,
it's
going to
be a
year
fantastic.
For what?
Everybody.
Are you saying Trump's going to get impeached? That's what
it's
going to
be a great year for everybody.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Okay, if you say so. All right, well, that's all the questions and news I have for the day. Do you have anything to add?
I have nothing. I've got nothing.
It's because I didn't tell you to.
I gave you
it's
the
okay.
jokes. What else do you want?
You did. You gave us one Taylor Swift joke. That's a good headline, too.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess you've been busy with the baby, so you have nothing to add.
I've been so busy. But it doesn't feel like busy.
No.
It's like a joy.
Yes.
Anyway.
All right. Well, that's it for today. We love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. Mom, you want to take us out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there. This is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.